Now it's time for our monthly citizens' advice slot, and Kirsty. Kirsty Novak from the Tralee branch has joined me here in studio in the last few minutes. You're very welcome, Kirsty.
Hiya, Deirdre.
Now, I know you've been very busy in the various branches around the county since the budget. So we're going to talk a little bit today about older people and the kind of supports that are there for them, including pensions. So we'll kick off with a question about pensions that came in from a listener who simply wants to know, isn't everyone over 66 automatically entitled to a state pension?
Yeah, like that is actually a commonly held assumption, Deirdre, that, you know, once you turn 66, you get a pension. But in actual fact, no, that's not correct. So there's two types of pensions you can get in Ireland. The contributory pension, which is based on your PRSI, you know, that you've worked, and you have to have a minimum amount of those to qualify for a contributory pension. And then there's the non-contributory, which is the means tested one. And that's for somebody as well. You have to pass a means test, but you also have to be resident in the state. So you have to pass a residency condition as well. So the contributory, I suppose, is based on your working history. And like, you look, people, it's not means tested. They don't need to know how much money you've got in your bank account, but you'd need to have a minimum of 10 years of PRSI to get that. So 520 PRSI contributions. Now that can come from self-employment, or it can come from working in the private sector. So it's a Class A stamp to get that. So a minimum of 520 for that. So I suppose for people out there that are looking, they're maybe 60, I think is always a good age, or younger, we would suggest even from mid-50s, get a copy of your PRSI records. Now, you can either do that online, or you can make a phone call to the PRSI records section in up the country, Donegal, I think it is. Get a copy of your records and then make an appointment to come in to us, and we'll be able to advise on how you look or what your options might be. So mid-50s is always a good time, because you've got, like, at the moment the pension age is 66. That could change. But at the moment, if you want to do anything about it, from mid-50s, you know, you could start maybe getting a part-time job, getting PRSI put up. If you wanted to have a non-means tested pension.
And is there much of a difference between the contributory and the non-contributory?
Money-wise, no. But it's the fact that you could have savings. Like somebody could have an inheritance, or they could win the lotto, you know, and they're not going to get a pension if it's means tested. Whereas somebody has worked all their life, like the maximum at the moment for somebody who's worked their 40 years is 253.30. Whereas the maximum for somebody who's getting the maximum means tested one is 242. So there's only a tenner difference between the two. But the person who's on the means tested one, they might come into something. They might inherit something, or there might be something that they might come into money. And they're only allowed 20,000 in savings. Now, 20,000 in savings sounds great, but, you know, if you suddenly come into something, or some people might say they're saving, you know, and they could save some of that, but you're not allowed to have more than 20,000 in savings. Whereas the PRSI based one, you could have a lot in the bank, and you'll still get even a reduced contributory pension. For some people, is better than the means tested one.
Okay, very good. Well, we've got lots of pension-related questions for you already, Kirsty. Here's one from a person who says, I got a statement of my PRSI records recently and worked out that I would be just short of the full pension. Is there anything I can or should do now to improve this? I still have 5 years to go until my pension age.
Yeah, so the thing at the moment is that, I suppose, to get the full pension, it's really a 40 years of working will guarantee you the full pension. And then anyone who looks like they're short, there might be options available to that person. They might have the option of putting up voluntary contributions. Now, that would depend on, like, if they've had a contribution going up in the last 5 years, because if they haven't, they potentially could buy some voluntary contributions if they've had nothing happening in the last 5 years. Or they might be entitled to home caring years. So if that person was at home for even a couple of years, and they didn't have a contribution going up, but they had children under the age of 12, they might be able to get home caring credits. So I suppose what I would say to that person is, if you've got a copy of your PRSI records, make an appointment to come into a citizen's information office, and we will go through that with you, and we can look at, you know, you might very well be eligible for your full pension without even being aware of it, because you might not realise about those home caring years. So it would be worth coming into a citizen's information office.
Now, the other thing which we always get loads of questions about, and I know you also get lots of queries about since the budget, is the fuel allowance. So can you explain to us maybe what the story is for, we'll say, people over 70 getting the fuel allowance? Because there's probably a lot of different misconceptions out there.
Yeah, so I suppose we've been swamped with calls about the fuel allowance since the budget, because they said, the minute they said it was changing for over 70s, people thought that was happening straight away. So first of all, that's not happening till January. So secondly, at the moment, you can have your pension, and you can have an additional €120 a week from income from, say, maybe another type of pension or from work, and qualify for it. After Christmas, they're going to up that to €200 a week. But the over 70s, they're going to increase it for a single person. They're going to say you can have income of up to €500 a week as a single person, or up to €1,000 as a couple. Now, that €500 as a single person includes your pension. So it's not your pension and an additional €500. It's inclusive of your pension. So I think some people are thinking that, you know, they're going to be able to have the pension and up to €500 of other income.
No,
and get
it's €500 including the pension.
Yeah.
So will that bring a lot of new people into the net, Kirsty?
They're saying, like, there's going to be, like, did they say, was it about 80,000? There was a figure out there, but, you know, like I suppose we don't know. Like, a lot of people are phoning us, and when we're doing the calculations with them over the phone, preparing them for after Christmas, they're still going to be over the income threshold, do you know? So, and then there's some people that obviously will qualify, you know, as a result. So we wouldn't have those sorts of statistics, but it will certainly bring some people in more than we're getting it before.
Just on that, a listener was in touch from Tralee, and she was wondering, what is the income threshold for an OAP to qualify for the fuel allowance? You just said that, didn't you?
So it's your pension.
At the moment.
It's your pension. If that's all you've got, then you will get the fuel allowance. But if you've got additional, like an occupational pension or income from something else, then you know, if you're, it's only 120 addition to your pension.
Okay.
So,
And she wanted to know what is the savings limit as well?
Well, that would be the equivalent, you see, to about 62,000 in savings at the moment, the 120 a week. So, like, that would be, if you don't have the 120, if, say, you have only your pension, and say you have 50,000 in savings, then you should be okay for the fuel allowance.
Okay, very good. Now, a listener was in touch and says, my son lives with me and I'm over 70. Can I get any help with electricity, given that my son has a full-time job?
Yeah. Well, when you're over 70, you can get the household benefits package. So that's the electricity. So that goes out to everybody regardless when they're over 70. So when you're over 70, you know, that's electricity units. That's about €35 a month off your electricity bill. And also the television licence. So that's regardless of who else is living with you, you can qualify for that. And even under 70, between the ages of, like, 66 and 70, if you're on a pension, if you're on a state pension, and your adult son lives with you and he's working, you can still get the household benefits package. You know, once you're on a qualifying payment for that package.
Okay, just related to that, in that same general sphere, Kirsty, a listener has a question from East Kerry, has a question about the household benefits package. She says, my husband and I are both getting contributory old age pension. Are we entitled to the free TV licence or any other benefits, or do we have to wait until we're 70? We're both in our late 60s. Also, is the household benefit package means tested? Should we apply for it, or is it pointless because we're still under 70?
Yeah, no, you like, if you're on the pension, if that's what you're saying, you're on the state pension, then you should apply for it now. It's not me, like, between the ages 66 and 70, if you're on a state pension, contributory, non-contributory, widow's pensions or carer's allowance, then you can apply for the household benefits package and it is not means tested for you. So it's only if you're not on one of those payments, then you'd have to pass the means test. So no, you should apply for it, and it's not pointless. It's you know, it's good to have that, the TB licence and the electricity benefits. So absolutely, we can, if you want to contact us, we can post you out an application form.
A bit of an unusual one here now, Kirsty. A person says that they need to get new windows and insulation for their attic. But she says, I'm only on a widow's pension. Is there any help I can get or any grant that I can avail of?
Okay, so the widow's pension, it depends on how old that person is. So if that person is on a widow's pension, but she's over 66, because you know, widows can stay on the widow's pension instead of an old age pension. So when they're 66. So if that lady's, if she's over 66, she could apply to the local council. Now, she doesn't have to be in a council house. It's you know, it's private owned house. And if you need to get housing improvements done, it's called a housing adaptation grant for older people. So that's through the local authority, through the county council. And they would help with windows, if windows need replacing, or maybe a bathroom, like if you need to get an out downstairs bathroom, housing adaptation grants. So I would say it depends on just what, like she's on a widow's pension, but it depends on how old she is, if it's going to come under the older person. Then there's the SEAI grants, and they would be for insulation. Just, I suppose, the thing with that is that there's a big long wait with those grants at the moment. So I suppose check in with us and Citizens Information and we can check best which one it would be suit you best to apply for.
Very good. Now, Kirsty, we're talking about pensions. A listener from Tralee wants to know, she says she has a large number of A2 PRSI contributions and she's wondering, will they go towards a contributory pension?
Yeah, so it depends. The A2s, like on your PRSI records, it should tell you if they're reckonable. Reckonable paid. If they're reckonable paid, that means they can be counted. So I presume you've got this written on a PRSI statement. So if you want help to interpret the statement, you by all means make an appointment and we'll go through it with you. But if it's, once it says they're reckonable and that they can be counted, like A's are counted, S's are counted for our pension, our state pension. So if you want us to go through the records that you've got, make an appointment, come into us and we'll go through them with you.
Now, still on the same vein, a lady in her 70s was in touch. She's caring for a family member for over 40 years. She has 409 stamps, but she needs 520 because she says neither she nor her husband can get an old age pension. And she says this isn't very fair.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound very fair. And the years you've spent caring, you know, they could certainly make up some of the home caring years. But you'd have to be able to reach the 520 paid contributions first. The other option is to look at the non-contributory pension. Now, that is means tested, but, you know, that would give you a pension at least. So if you want to, again, if you want us to look at that and go through that option with you, everything that's said to us is completely confidential in our offices. So if you want to, you know, to go through savings or assets or property, capital, whatever you might have with us, you know, we could help you to decide which if you can apply for a non-contributory pension. Because you should have something.
She should. And I mean, you know, if she's in her 70s, she's entitled to it.
That's it. Yeah, well, see, she's not. That's what we said earlier.
Oh, right.
You know,
okay.
Well, it's being means tested. So again, it would depend on what capital or assets or savings you have. So I suppose it's important to know that, you know, if you're going to tell us what you have, maybe savings wise or land or capital or value of assets, because then we would decide if you can, you know, if you could indeed get a non-contributory pension. And like everything that we're told in our offices is completely confidential. You know, that's between us and the four walls we're in at the time. So do not hesitate to make contact with us and we can go through it with you.
Okay, a listener says, this is Mary, she wants to know, if you claim against PRSI for teeth, dental work presumably, does that affect your pension?
No. No, it's one of the benefits you've got with your PRSI. So that's there. But you're not using them and they're gone for life. They're still there. So don't worry about that. You can use your PRSI for your teeth or your eyes or whatever. They're part of the treatment benefit scheme. But they're not going to be taken off you. They're not going to affect your pension.
Texter says, I'm a pensioner and a carer. Please ask Kirsty, am I entitled to the €12 like everyone else? So that refers to the €12 increase, does it?
There's going to be increases on social welfare payments from January. So if you're a pensioner, your core payments will go up by €12. You know, and now if you're a pensioner, you will probably only be getting a half rate carers. So again, that won't be full €12 onto the carers. It would be a proportionate amount onto that.
Now, a listener says, can you tell me how much PRSI a person requires in order to get a full pension in Ireland? I heard somewhere that I won't get a full pension even after 30 years of working in Ireland.
So they're saying that you'd need to have 40 years, but it depends on which method is used. Like there's two methods of calculating your pension. So one is the total contributions over 40 years and one is the yearly average. So if you only entered the workforce, say, if you only started working in Ireland 10 years ago and you're going to be 66 next year, you could very well get the full pension because your yearly average is going to be the maximum amount. So it would really depend. Like somebody potentially who's worked here for 30 years could get a full pension if they entered the workforce only 30 years ago. But if they entered the workforce 40 years ago and had a gap, then their yearly average could be reduced. So again, get a copy of our PRSI records and link in with us and we can talk you through that and we can see if there's any way to, you know, maybe to build on it, or maybe there might be home caring years that you can claim.
Now here we have somebody who got in touch and says, I worked in the UK for 20 years and I've also worked in Ireland for more than 20 years. I'm retiring in 2 years' time and I'm wondering how best to go about getting a pension.
So you can apply for a pension based on the fact that you've worked in Ireland for 20 years. That's great, because that means you will be able to get at least a state pension contributory. You only need 10 years. So 20 years, your yearly average is going to be higher. It sounds like you'll also get a pension from the UK. So sometimes people can work out better that way. They could also use the contributions paid in the UK to help you in Ireland. But I suppose one thing to do would be apply to Sligo when you're for your pension at the normal time. Tell them you worked abroad, and again link in with the UK and find out what kind of pension you might get from them. Because 20 years in the UK, you might get a fairly decent pension, and it might be better off to have the reduced one in Ireland and one from the UK, which is certainly what a lot of people that have worked in the UK get. They get two pensions.
We're just going to have time for one more, I'm afraid, Kirsty. The time goes very quickly. Listener says, I'm over 70, but my spouse is under 70. Which medical card are we entitled to?
Well, you apply for the over 70s medical card. You'd be entitled to use the means test for the over 70s, even if one of you is under 70. And if you're granted the medical card, both of you will have it. So apply for the over 70s. And again, we have the application forms in our offices. We'd be happy to post one out to you.
Okay, I'm afraid we won't get around to the rest of the questions because of time constraints, Kirsty. But just remind people of your opening hours, how to get in touch with you, etc.
Okay. So, our contact number is 0818 077 860. We're open in Tralee for drop-ins from 10 until 12:30 and 2 until 3:30. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, and then just 2 until 3:30 Wednesdays. And then Killarney and Cahersaveen, they're just open for reception only. And then we can make appointments in times outside of that. So, we'll constantly give people appointments where we can't deal with them through simply the drop-in service. So 0818 077 860.
Perfect. Kirsty, thank you for going through so many questions. And by the way, before we finish up with you, I've been asked to wish you the best of luck in the Dublin City Marathon on Sunday. I thought it was Monday.
Sunday.
It's Sunday. This is from your fellow athletes in St. Brendan's Athletic Club. Oh. So good luck, Kirsty.
Thank you.
Hope it all goes well for you. Thank you very much for that.